We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is indeed Monday afternoon. President Biden earlier today was talking about the PPP, Payment Protection Plan, and made very clear that his desire is to help certain businesses, minority-owned businesses. At the same time as Ro Khanna, who is one of the bigwigs in the Democrat caucus in the House of Representatives, said, you know what? We don't want any businesses that pay less than $15 an hour to operate. And I thought, there's some sort of a disconnect here between Congressman Khanna from California and the real world. You know, in the real world, you take a job that pays what it pays because you got bills to pay, you got kids to feed, all that other good stuff. And if your skill set is such that your job pays you $8 an hour, that's what you work for, but you're not necessarily happy about it. I understand that. And you might very well say, well, no, I don't want to make $8 an hour. I want to make 10 or 12 or 20 or whatever it is. And then you say, what do I need to learn in order to do that? And that's how this whole thing works. Some businesses cannot sustain a $15 an hour minimum wage. And again, Congressman Khanna says, good, we don't want any businesses that can't afford to pay $15 an hour. How many restaurants are they going to drive out of business? How many mom-and-pop stores that are still left, and they're not nearly as many as there were, how many of those are they going to drive out of business? Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this all out. The big picture, when we look at the economy, we got gas prices that are soaring faster than those vote totals did on election night. At 4 a.m., remember that? Well, they're going right through the sky. And I got to think that's not good for most of us, but I don't know, maybe it's good for some of us. Our buddy Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial joins us every Monday afternoon, and we talk a little bit about the world of business and the economy and what have you. Carl, as always, I appreciate you being here.
Hey, Jeff, great to be here. You know, we can afford to, so, you know, we don't pay anyone less than $15 an hour. So, unlike Amazon, who does pay people less than $15 an hour.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Are you casting aspersions on Jeff Bezos? Now, hang on a second here, Carlson. I heard that, I mean, aside from the Lex Luthor look about him, he's supposed to be the best of all times.
Come on, Mr. Bezos. You can pay a little, you can give a little bit of that back out. You are the richest man in the world most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
Right, Elon tell me Musk a little, giving him a little run for it, though.
Right. Tell me a little bit about this, Carl, about the $15 an hour minimum wage. You know, I have friends who have, and I use these two examples all the time. My friend Stan, who has an auto repair shop. My friend Wendy and John, who have a restaurant. There's no way on God's green earth they can afford to pay $15 per hour as a minimum wage. And if that were all of a sudden the law, you know what happens? They both have to shutter their shops. How is that good for the economy?
Yeah, that's not good for the economy. And that's not good for those people that want those jobs.
Yeah.
No, they can, if they can go earn $8 or $9 an hour versus nothing, because they can't get the $15 an hour job, then maybe that's not too good for them either.
Yeah. And I wonder as well, Carl, about bigger companies, because there was in California a law passed, and I forget where it was, community that said, yep, you're going to pay $15 an hour. And a chain of grocery stores said, yeah, we're really not. And so they shuttered a bunch of their stores, laid off people so that they could pay the remaining workers $15 an hour. But you had hundreds of people who lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's not good. And some of those jobs are stepping stones. You know, I'll do that while maybe I'm in high school.
Yeah.
And then when I get out, I'll earn more.
Yeah. Do we have, and I know we're, I don't want you to get political, but do we have people in D.C. that just don't understand the real world?
I do think it could be possible, Jeff. I do think it could be possible.
Okay.
Living in a different world there. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so now let me talk to you about other economic issues. Gasoline prices have soared. They're up, what, 60 cents a gallon in the last 6-7 weeks?
That's no fun when I go to the gas pump.
No! Now, I'm going to assume, for the sake of argument, that's good for, say, an Exxon or another big petroleum company on the stock exchange, but what about the effects on the economy as that trickles down?
Well, see, that kind of hurts that person that needs to be driving for work, and some of those truckers and all these other people that that freed up a little bit of extra cash flow when gas prices were nicely down. So that's going to hurt a little bit. That's going to hurt.
All right. Does Janet Yellen know what she's doing? Again, a loaded question, but just I thought.
It could be worse, Jeff. It could be worse. That's the way I like to look at it.
Right. Two words for you. Elizabeth Warren. I got it. Okay. It could be worse. It could be better, right?
Could be better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be better. So, hopefully we won't get some of this inflation is starting to, people are getting a little worried about that as all these things like gas prices and interest rates are starting to go back up. So so there's a little inflationary pressure, and it doesn't help when there's a lot of borrowing, government borrowing going on too for that inflation.
Can you explain to me, and I always want you to do this as the complete and total layman, explain to me what inflation is and why I really do need to care about it.
So it is the prices of the things that you buy, groceries, gas is the one we're seeing that's very obvious. Gas is more of an obvious one typically oftentimes in groceries, but groceries are going up too. And the reason, you know, that just means the dollars that you make don't buy as much as they used to. So you have to spend more of them. So you have to cut back somewhere.
Yeah.
And so you really have to watch inflation. If inflation is 2.5% a year, then that means in 30 years, prices are double.
Oh, wow.
So if you're spending $60,000 a year now, in 30 years, that's going to be $120,000 a year.
Yikes.
And it just gradually, slowly gets there. So sometimes it's hard to see, but all of a sudden, and that's why oftentimes older people are like, oh, my gosh, how did everything get so expensive? Because it just creeps up on you.
Yeah. And the employers, I mean, because they're all good people, most of them will just automatically increase your wages by a similar amount, right?
Right. Not well. Let's talk about Bezos again.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
We do that for our employees, yeah.
Yeah, but you're good people, and most people don't work for really good people, do they? No, they really don't.
There are some businesses out there that, maybe don't help out the way they should.
That's rough. It is rough. So, it's funny. You're talking about these little things and how they creep up. So I'm looking at the gas prices, and as you pointed out, it's going to impact the truckers, right? So if the cost of getting goods to market is increased, those goods, once they come to me, are going to be increased. And it is strictly right down the line. We're going to see it over and over and over, aren't we?
Yeah. So people will have to cut back a little when inflation happens if you're not getting raises to offset the raise that everything you're buying is costing.
Yeah. And is there a role for the government, for the Fed, for somebody else to control inflation, or is this one of those things that just happens?
Well, the Fed sort of thinks they can control it, and they try. They're okay with some inflation. That's what they're saying. So they may not. The way they try to control inflation is by increasing the rates, the interest rates that, let's just say, big banks borrow money at.
Okay.
And so that's a rate that they try to control to then hope that controls inflation, but it's not a given.
Okay. Fair enough. Ugh. All right. Well, Carl, as always, my friend, I appreciate you making time for us. You've got your phone number lined up, right?
Let me check. 844-CARLSON.
There you go.
844-CARLSON.
Nice. All right. Still, you're still spelling it with a C, right, Carlson?
Yes, that's correct.
I got to check these things. You know, with the cost of inflation, you could have moved from the third letter to the...
Drop a letter, change a letter.
Exactly.
Buy the prime rib instead of the filet. Yeah.
And buy a vowel while you're at it. All right, Carl, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Super, super nice guy, somebody who can really help you out. This is tax season, obviously, and while Carl is not going to do your taxes for you, that's not what they do at Carlson Financial, they can help you get a handle on where you ought to be positioned. You know what I mean? If you're thinking, oh my God, was I supposed to do an IRA, a Roth IRA? Everything I keep hearing says you have until April the 15th to get that stuff set up. I, as you are well aware, not an expert in any of this. However, Carl and his team at Carlson Financial are, so I would urge you in the strongest possible terms to reach out to Carl. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.